Touched by Love, Love in Bloom, The Remingtons. Written by Melissa Foster. Narrated by B.J. Harrison. A Note to Readers. From the moment I met Janie and Boyd, in my very crowded head, I knew I had to bring their love story to life. I fell hard for both fiercely independent Janie and our huge-hearted hero, Boyd. And I hope you love them and our Remington world just as much as I do. Sign up for my newsletter to keep up to date and to receive a free short story. MelissaFoster.com/NL. The Remingtons are just one of the series in the Love and Bloom Big Family Romance Collection. Characters from each series make appearances in future books, so you never miss an engagement, wedding, or birth. Chapter 1. Blaine's mouth blazed a path up her inner thigh. His hot breath teased over her wet flesh. Kenya fisted her hands in the sheets, dug her heels into the mattress, and rocked her hips, aching for his talented tongue in the place she needed him most. Blaine lifted smoldering dark eyes, a hint of wickedness shining through, as his tongue slicked over his lips. He was a master at seduction. But Kenya didn't give a shit about seduction. She wanted to be fucked hard, now. She needed his... A large hand landed on Janie Jansen's desk beside her braille device. She nearly jumped out of her skin and nervously yanked out her earbuds. Holy shit. She was supposed to be finishing a technical editing assignment, not listening to the latest hot romance audiobook.
Nice article in the newsletter this week, Jansen. The Oxford Comma Revolution. Catchy.
Her boss, Clay Bishop, was slightly less arid than a desert, but Janie didn't mind. He'd hired her to work at Tech Ed Co., or TEC, on a trial basis, and 4 years later, her respect for him had only grown. He was a fair and equitable boss, and was currently considering her for a promotion. It was difficult to spice up a weekly column geared toward grammar and editing, but Janie tried. It was just one more step toward the promotion of technical writer she'd been vying for. A nice step up from editor.
You're here late. Trouble with the Arkans handbook?
I'm just catching up on a few things. The handbook is almost done. Well, technically not almost done, but she'd meet the deadline. She had yet to miss one. She loved editing, but she hadn't set out to be an editor after college. She'd wanted to be a journalist, but that door had closed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?